97.9 The Heel, Aaron Keck here with you in the studio, joined by Victor Lewis to catch us up on what's trending in the world. Hello.
Hello. I am excited to talk about weddings. I learned some fascinating stuff about the wedding industry, but not the wedding industry here in the United States, but rather the wedding season in India. So the 2023-2024 wedding season in India is estimated to have generated $75 billion in spending.
Yeah.
With the peak period from the 23rd of November to December 15th, seeing 3.5 million couples wed in India, spending in those weeks alone hitting 4.25 trillion of the Indian currency, which equates to about 57 billion American dollars. Indian weddings are a huge business for hotels. Weddings accounted for about 10% of the Marriott Corporation's revenue in India overall. There are huge competitions. Like, it is an extremely competitive environment with hotels trying to give the best amenities for the lowest prices. It is absolutely crazy how big of an industry weddings are in India. And the whole reason that I fell into this rabbit hole is because I learned that this annual surge, like the Indian wedding season,
right,
it affects the price of gold on a global scale.
I'm sure it does.
Which is fascinating that weddings can affect the global market for gold.
I mean, on the one hand, yeah. On the other hand, I don't know what else we use gold for.
Like, gold is super necessary for a great deal of electronics.
Stuff,
which,
yeah.
I don't know if you've noticed how much in the world really depends on high quality electronics goods.
Well, right. But we make electronics at about the same rate and pace all the time. So if there's any particular thing or event that uses a lot of gold that happens at a particular time of the year, I can see that increasing.
I mean, yeah,
the price,
but like, we're always ramping up production. I don't know. I just kind of ended up reading a whole lot about,
I don't know. I remember from previous trends that there's only been like 8.5 pounds of gold in the world ever. So,
ooh, we did have that one trend that one time where we talked about exactly how much gold there is
and
in the world.
And half of it is buried at the bottom of the Caribbean Sea, if I recall.
Oh, man. I forgot. It's so much fun when you remember what I've talked about.
I listen
more
to you, Victor Lewis. I listen and I internalize.
And nowhere do I feel more heard than in these conversations. And also, I guess that I learned that I'd have times when I should not go to Thailand, because Thailand hosts 400 to 500 of these Indian weddings per year. And the tourism board in Thailand, this is my other fun fact, has a specific provision that allows Indians to enter Thailand without a visa in a certain time of year. Like, during the wedding season,
if
you are an Indian citizen, you don't need a visa to go to Thailand. You could just go.
So
we're trying to lower the barrier
and bring
you guys in.
Bring in the tourism. So number one, 400 to 500 weddings is way lower than I would have thought, because it's not like Thailand and India are that far away from each other. If you're an Indian couple and you want to do a destination wedding, especially if you can get your visas waived, like, I would imagine a lot more couples than 500 would want to go to Thailand.
500 big mode destination weddings bringing in hundreds of guests, I mean, that is nothing to sneeze at. I mean, as the
overall
competition shows.
Yeah.
You being thoroughly unimpressed by that number is so funny.
There's a billion people. How many couples get married in India every year? You said several million?
Yeah, 3.5 million couples wed in India.
500 of those going to Thailand is a drop in the bucket. I would have thought it would be at least 1,000.
Fine. Yo. All right, Thailand. I guess start paying people to have weddings so you can impress this one man in
your
the United
game,
States.
Thailand. I am yet to be impressed with your wedding industry.
Well, I am thoroughly impressed with all of the Indian weddings that I've poured through pictures of now. It almost makes me want to redo my wedding so I could do something this lavish.
I mean, you could do it in Thailand. There's hardly anything going on there.
But then you wouldn't come. You would, why would I go to Thailand?